The question's come up this year, since a lot of people won't be going to regular shul services, is what's the earliest time one can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning, and what's the latest time that one can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah afternoon? Because Baltakia might need to go to many people to blow shofar, wants to start early in the morning, got to walk a long way, whatever it is. So this is a question that has indeed been asked. So the Mishnah in Masechet Megillah in the second Perek says that there are various mitzvot which are done during the day, and amongst them is Tkiat Shofar. That's the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah also explains that Tkiat Shofar is during the day because it's Yom Teruah, so it Davka has to be during the day. And the sugyas in Masechet Megillah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, indicate very clearly that the mitzvah should really be done from the Hanetz HaChama onwards, from sunrise. That's but the avad, if a person blows shofar, that's from Alot HaShachar, from dawn, which is a period of time earlier than sunrise, then one has fulfilled the obligation. That is because the day halachically begins at dawn, but there are many mitzvot which you say ideally shouldn't be done till sunrise, because we want to be absolutely certain that it's daytime. And if a person were to do it as early as dawn, then sometimes might do it a little bit earlier. So therefore, the lechatchila is to wait till sunrise, and then you know for certain that it's daytime. So the mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar starts in the morning. That's ideally at sunrise, and if necessary, at Alot HaShachar. So the question comes up, why don't we blow Shofar then, first thing in the morning? You know, it's a mitzvah that we should be eager to do. It's the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we blow straight away in the morning, or straight after Shachrit? Or in the Shachrit Amidah even. So this is addressed by the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which says that it's for historical reasons. Once upon a time, there was a persecuting nation who didn't want the Jewish people to be blowing the shofar, and they waited a period of time during the morning when they realized they hadn't blown the shofar, so that was all right, so they left it, and so therefore Chazal instituted the shofar would be blown later on in the morning, i.e. after Musaf. That's the Kaf HaChaim mentions that some people do have a minhag to be zerizin, to be eager and enthusiastic about doing the mitzvot, and therefore they blow the shofar, the tekiot dimyushav, the first 30 tekiot they blow before shachrit service even starts. But based on the Chida and many other poskim, he's very emphatic that one shouldn't do that, and that one should actually not blow the shofar until one has davened musaf. And it's also brought in the poskim that a person who's davening by themselves on Rosh Hashanah, so this is quite relevant to a lot of people this year, a person who's davening by themselves, even if they daven early in the morning, they shouldn't blow shofar, that's until after 3 hours into the day, 3 halakhic hours into the day. That's if you're davening Betzibah, you're davening Hashkama, meaning by Neitz Hachama, so then if you get to Tkiat Shofar, you probably will before 3 hours into the day. That's all right, even though some people would want to delay it. But a yachid, a person who's davening by themselves, shouldn't do so. What's the latest time for blowing shofar? So the latest time for blowing shofar is shkiat hachamai, sunset. That's what happens if you reach sunset and you still haven't heard shofar. The Baal Tekiah is running late. He's got lots of places to go to on Rosh Hashanah to blow. So then the poskim say that you can blow Bein HaShmashot, but you shouldn't say a bracha. So the Taz in Siman Taf Reish has an interesting case that he discusses. He says there was a community that had a shofar, but Rosh Hashanah night it got stolen, and nobody showed up with the shofar till second day in the afternoon. The problem was second day was a Friday. So they obviously hadn't had shofar first day. Second day they didn't have shofar. And late in the afternoon somebody showed up with a shofar. shofar. Problem was, they'd already brought in Shabbat. They'd given up hope of getting a shofar. They thought they weren't having tkiyat shofar. They brought in Shabbat early, and then it wasn't dark yet, but somebody showed up with a shofar. Could they blow shofar even though they'd accepted Shabbat? So he has a very long passage there, but he comes to the conclusion that they can and they should for three reasons. Number one, that generally things which are rabbinically prohibited are permitted if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, Bein Hashmashot, during that twilight period. This instance, Tikat Shofar and Shabbat is prohibited only Midrabanan. So it's a Shavut, and it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Second consideration is that we can say that it was Kabbalat Shabbat B'ta'ut, the community erroneously, mistakenly accepted Shabbat upon themselves. If they had known that they would have the chance to blow shofar still, they wouldn't have accepted Shabbat yet. So we can retroactively cancel that Kabbalat Shabbat. And thirdly, you're not allowed to do something which stops you fulfilling a mitzvah. You're not allowed to make a neder that you're not going to blow shofar. That's because you can't make a neder that you're not going to do a mitzvah. So similarly, he says, you can't be mekabel Shabbat in such a way that is going to stop you fulfilling the mitzvah of tkiat shofar. Adkan.